Hello, welcome to a special episode of Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. I have in the past been quite analogous with John the Baptist living out in the desert. And today is the last day that I am doing this for who knows how long, perhaps forever. This is my last day of work at Sandia, somewhat truncated. They'll take away my my ability to do the work and my ability to even get near the work, and that'll be it. And it happens. Heck, I'll be doing it before lunch. So there's that. But that's not really what I'm too concerned about. There's always work to do. There's always something happening. And that's not the issue. The part is I closed up the crash site. We closed up. It sounds funny. I stripped down Reunion, my sailboat. And, of course, over the course of the past month or so, not knowing that I was really going to get another job, but kind of knowing I was, I had already taken out most of the accoutrements of the blister. Now it's just a shell. An open shell too. And the boat's been pretty much stripped down. If at any point I needed to move it, it'd be a small matter to hook it up, throw a couple of things in the back end of a truck that don't ride well, and off we go with the boat. Although I'm leaving it there. My wonderful Lisa Love, my dear wife, is very concerned about finances right now. It's really interesting how one becomes accustomed to things. We used to be not deeply in debt, but we used to be in debt. And I don't know how comfortable she was with that, but it didn't seem to bother her too deeply. Now, if our cushion isn't cushiony enough, we've been out of debt for a long time. If the cushion's not cushiony enough, she is concerned and she doesn't want to spend money unduly. I understand this. I'm not giving her a problem at all. She is the pea princess. This is part of her nature, and it's a nature that I respect. I don't know what's going to be the fate of it. Every once in a while, I get a letter from somebody who wants to offer me $500 to buy the acre. And this is just a guy that does it for almost everybody who owns any property out here. And it's called Rio Grande Estates. And it's the second, maybe the third letter that I've gotten from this person. So at these times, I get a little like, oh, wait, maybe I should just sell it and get rid of it. Don't need it. But something in the back of my head, which I have learned to listen to and abide. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or not. I take it as if it is. If you hear that rattling, that's the fact that this car is from 2010 and has got almost 220,000 miles on it. And something's got stuck in the ducting system. And so it's trying desperately to solve that. I'm glad it stops after a while. Anytime you make something of a change, it'll do that. Anyway, something tells me that this may be useful to somebody. So for anyone of my family, this is not a general call. I will make the location of the crash site available to you, and you can use it and everything that's on it to your best purpose, the blister, the boat. These are tough times, and I think that they're gonna get a bit tougher. I was just reading an article about how, and it is the first one I've read for sure, about that the American dream has been lost. It's gone. You're not gonna have a nice little bungalow. You're not gonna have a cute little picket fence. I think that's untrue. In the main, although the acquiring of these things may not be as simple as many would like it to be, I got a lot of help along the way when I was housing my family, taking care of things. I got help by family and things like that. And I hope to give that help as I can. Like I said to most of my kids, you guys better make it quick because once I retire, I'm not going to have the resources to be pulling these stunts, helping you pay for down payments on houses and stuff like that, which I was so blessed to have in my life. And I guess that's what I want to talk about more than anything else, are the blessings. The crash site has been a wonderful blessing to me, and I don't know if it's stopped, if I won't need it anymore. I may very well need it again, or somebody else in my family may need it. I got a job out at Socorro. The original purchase of it was rather a quick decision, and very quickly thereafter came the decision for the blister. And the blister was okay, but I didn't do it right the first time, and then certain decisions got made, and PVC pipe is not the ultimate wonderful building material for a place with lots of insulation, lots of sunlight. And so the blister was kind of not too expensive. I think it cost me ultimately about $800, maybe closer to 1,000. But it did what it needed to do for quite a while. I spent one winter in the blister. It would need to be rebuilt, and my advice to anybody would be to get a whole nother 16-foot dome to go on top of it that's made out of a tougher material. That can handle more heat, especially if you're going to keep it somewhat closed. And then when I came back, for a good portion of this whole season, 2023 return, I lived in the blister, and it was doing a pretty good job. But not good enough, honestly, when it gets right down to it. It wasn't going to be a good shelter during rains, and probably during snows. It would have been tricky at best. Not that I didn't have the equipment to handle it, but yeah, so. The blister did a good job, and how grateful I am for these things. The most wondrous one is my gratitude for the sailboat, because I always pictured it. When people say, "Well, why'd you call it a crash site?" And you go, "Well, he crashes there." I said, "No, I was thinking of it like landing on the moon or on Mars or something like that," and This is where you set up your shelter. And the boat was, the boat ended up being, I bought it going into the springtime of 2021, I think. Yeah. Parked it out there. And it became kind of my capsule. When all else failed, when things were falling apart, and of course, the first skinning of the blister was just falling apart. The stuff that I had bought wasn't made for the kind of abuse it was getting from the sun and from the wind and the elements. It just wasn't good enough, even though it was kind of purported to be okay for it. Anyway, and I was very blessed. The bed frame system, really cheap one that I got from Walmart. It fit just perfect. I didn't even have to make changes to it particularly. It fit perfectly in the sailboat. Sat crossways on it, and just a good system altogether. I already had my memory foam mattress, which had been put in the back end of my of the Ford Explorer that my wonderful daughter Brenna had sold to me. She'd been given it by somebody who had come to one of the Earthship academies, and he was flying somewhere, and he wasn't going to need this vehicle anymore, and he just gave it to her, and it was great because that vehicle was also another blessing. I used it in the in the final days of getting our house in Portales sold, when I was the only one there, and I was still working at Eastern, hadn't quite gotten to COVID yet, and used that, and also took it out, and it was the first vehicle going back and forth to the crash site and to Socorro for work. Boy, that was expensive beyond all reason doing that, which justified quite quickly the purchase of Sandy, the Mitsubishi Mirage, which set the whole enterprise on a much more sustainable course, at least financially, for how good gas mileage Sandy got. And certainly became kind of a dune buggy out there to get to the crash site. There was two ways to do it. And one of them was definitely going through a really sandy, dry riverbed. And Sandy always pulled through, a little tricky. Got Sandy stuck once, but that was when I met TK, Wyatt. And started that relationship. Anyway, all these things are just amazing blessings. There are so many blessings tied to the crash site, to work around the crash site. When I resigned as the chief information officer at Mesa Lands College, and reasonably shortly thereafter, got the position at Sandia National Labs. That the crash site was back in business as my as my my overnight spot, even though it's a good hour away from work. And one of the reasons why I ultimately paid attention to a recruiter for Pantex was because of that commute. Of course, a little more money never hurt either, which is what I got. I got a little bit more money. Always a good incentive to get you to make a jump. But yes, what a blessing this has been. The crash site, the blister, the boat, and the car, all fantastic things. Certainly great blessings. So on this last day, when I finally just walked away and offered a little prayer to Heavenly Father in gratitude for this thing, for all I know, it'll serve another purpose later on. Maybe it'll serve a purpose for one of my children or the nieces and nephews. I don't know. The future is, we can't know the future. The Lord certainly does. And with this feeling that says, don't get rid of it. Keep the boat there. Keep everything there. I'm going to do it. Not knowing ahead of time exactly what its usefulness will be to someone. Maybe even to me again. And that's how we proceed. That's how I proceed. Not knowing ahead of time what I will do or what I will be asked to do and going forward. Well, anyway, so I'm very grateful always for a Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ who love me. And I don't think that love is unique. I think everybody can have that love. For those who say I've never had a spiritual experience, I kind of look at them askance and say, well, that's sad. I said, you certainly are promised it. Listen up. When a still small voice or an impression comes to you, and there's some, I can think already of an essay that I did on this that we'll have to put in the show notes. That these things are real. You can sit there and you can go, you shouldn't be listening to voices in your head. I remember a nice couple who were Jehovah's Witnesses and came to teach us about the gospel according to Jehovah's Witnesses. And it didn't last long at all, our meetings, because they were very dismissive of spiritual experiences. I go, that's what rules my life, are spiritual experiences that I've had. It constitutes what I know. And they were very dismissive to the point where he says, oh, there's no point going further. I'm certainly not going to reject promptings and inspiration that I have gotten and that I have held to. There's whole spans of my life, the majority of it, given over to doing what I feel inspired to do. You know, how many recruiters have I turned down, but there's one that I didn't turn down. I actually went for another job too that looked really interesting, and I thought I really might enjoy. I think I would have enjoyed it very much, but the money just flat wasn't there, and the rent was terribly expensive. seemed expensive, especially for how much money I was going to be making. So, anyway, but yeah. And you go, it's all inspiration. Working with one recruiter, not working with another. And I don't know if over time I've gotten better at feeling my way along. I have no idea. I think I've gotten more sensitive over time to know when to act and when not to. And I'm not saying I'm any good at it either. But as I have listened to the Spirit, some amazing things have happened. And it really is an indication of God's love. I'm going to have to pull over here soon to get some gas and to get cleaned up for my final day of work at Sandia. I'm being let go. Of course, I asked to resign. Just a couple of days before my vacation starts. Oh my gosh. This is Thursday. I'll go home to today, and tomorrow I will basically be putting together what I'm going to be taking on this trip. Apparently, Lisa's excited. She said, "Oh, I finished packing today," and it's like, "Oh yeah, excited." She goes, "Oh yes," and so it's like, "Okay, great. This is good." I'll be doing that tomorrow, along with just trying to put a few things back together again. I need to clear out most of this this vehicle here. So, and then we leave extremely early on Saturday, like 1 a.m. To come back here to Albuquerque to the airport and fly out. At the time, since I was, when do we set this up? I set this up when I was working. Oh my gosh. I think we set this up when I may have still been working at Socorro. And the intervening time, yes, I did, because I remember bringing up that I was going to have to take this vacation when I was being hired at Mesa Lands. I brought it up and said, you know, just so you know, this is coming up. And they said, oh, it's no problem. It'll be just fine. And it's like, okay. And each subsequent, yeah, so this has been in the works through three jobs. And it's interesting that when the moment finally arrived for me to go on the trip that we had planned over a year and a half ago, that so many things under the bridge, so many things that I've done, trouble I've stirred up perhaps, but that the important things between Lisa and I have been, have still been handled. And isn't that amazing? I don't know if I accredit that to the Holy Ghost, but let me tell you, all these things are interesting, and how they all work together fascinates me. Anyway, I'm at the location where I need to be, and these recordings don't need to be as long as they have been. Let me leave you with the blessing of my fathers. After I let you know that this has been Jason Nemro, and You have been listening to Cohen, Lone Wolf, Saint. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance unto you and give you peace.